Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Would Mao Hold Bitcoin? The Past, Present, and Future of Bitcoin in Techno-Nationalist China by Roger Huang delves into the intricate relationship between the cryptocurrency Bitcoin and the socio-political landscape of modern China. From the inception of Bitcoin as a borderless, decentralized currency to its current status as a global economic factor, this book unravels the unique ways Bitcoin interacts with China's technological ambition, regulatory dynamics, and cultural perspectives. Roger Huang examines Bitcoin through a historical lens by comparing it to the revolutionary and complex figures of China's past, like Mao Zedong, to help readers understand the cultural and political influences shaping Bitcoin's trajectory in China. The narrative takes the reader through China's technological evolution, while analyzing the broader implications of Bitcoin's decentralized framework in a country driven by state control and technological nationalism. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a financial expert, or someone eager to understand global tech politics, this book offers an in-depth analysis of China's stance on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin's potential role in the country's future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical context of Bitcoin in China. China's history with currency and innovations plays a crucial role in understanding its current approach to Bitcoin. Historically, China has been at the forefront of significant technological advances and societal reforms, often under strict centralized control. This backdrop is pivotal in understanding the country's ambivalent relationship with decentralized technologies like Bitcoin. In exploring Bitcoin's place within China's historical context, the book draws parallels between the digital currency revolution and China's own past economic revolutions, such as the transition from a purely command economy to its current mixed market status. The narrative traces back to Mao Zedong's era, examining how revolutionary measures helped redefine China's economy and how a similar disruptive potential is seen in Bitcoin today. The state's historical control over financial systems contrasts with Bitcoin's decentralized nature, laying the groundwork for understanding the tension between innovation and regulation in China. By understanding this historical framework, readers can better grasp the complexities that Bitcoin faces in a technologically ambitious yet state-controlled environment. Secondly, techno-nationalism and Bitcoin. Techno-nationalism, a concept that combines technological advancement with national pride and interests, is a significant driving force in China's modernization agenda. In relating this to Bitcoin, the book outlines how China simultaneously views technological innovation as a source of national strength and as a potential threat when it challenges state authority. Bitcoin, as a decentralized technology, fits uneasily within China's techno-nationalist framework. The book elucidates the dichotomy between fostering technological growth and maintaining governmental control, which is highlighted by China's approach to blockchain and cryptocurrencies. While China embraces blockchain technology for its commercial and industrial benefits, it imposes strict regulations and bans on cryptocurrencies, citing financial stability and control concerns. This section of the book delves deeply into how techno-nationalism shapes China's strategic economic policies and its cautious but strategic engagement with Bitcoin and similar technologies. Readers are given insight into the delicate balance China attempts to maintain between being a technological powerhouse and securing the state's interests through regulatory oversight. Thirdly, regulatory landscape and Bitcoin in China. China's regulatory approach to Bitcoin is complex and often fluctuating, reflecting a balance between innovation and control. This section of the book details the evolution of cryptocurrency regulations in China, beginning with initial open enthusiasm, subsequent stern crackdowns, and eventual selective acceptance of blockchain technologies. The book provides a thorough analysis of key regulations affecting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, driven by China's broader goal of maintaining financial stability and minimizing risks associated with economic decentralization. It covers notable government actions, from banning initial coin offerings, ICOs, and crypto exchanges to pursuing digital currency innovations within state frameworks. This regulatory narrative demonstrates how the Chinese government manages technological risks while exploring the potential benefits of digital finance. By understanding these regulations, readers can appreciate China's broader strategic intentions in the financial sector and the possible future implications for Bitcoin's presence in the Chinese economy. The section highlights the influential role of state policies in shaping China's crypto landscape, offering insights into the interaction between government control and free market technology. Fourthly, cultural implications of Bitcoin in China. Cultural factors significantly influence the adoption and integration of Bitcoin in China, as illustrated in this section of the book. Roger Huang explores how traditional Chinese values such as collectivism, trust in state authority, and a preference for stable, state-backed financial systems impact public perception and acceptance of decentralized cryptocurrencies. The book discusses how Bitcoin's private and autonomous nature contrasts with the communal and regulated characteristics valued in Chinese culture. This cultural examination helps explain why, despite technological curiosity, there remains a significant amount of skepticism and caution towards Bitcoin among the Chinese populace. Additionally, the book highlights a growing subculture interested in Bitcoin's potential for financial individualism, presenting a contrast to traditional societal norms. This culturally reflective discussion provides readers with a nuanced understanding of the social factors that play a critical role in Bitcoin's journey within China, and contributes to the broader discourse about cultural acceptance of new financial paradigms across the world. Lastly, the future of Bitcoin in a China-centric world order. As China emerges as a dominant force in global politics and economics, the book speculates on the future of Bitcoin within this evolving geopolitical landscape. China's ambitious Belt and Road Initiative and its increasing influence in global trade raise questions about the potential role of decentralized technologies like Bitcoin in facilitating cross-border commerce and financial independence from traditional banking systems. The book discusses scenarios where Bitcoin could align with China's interests, such as enhancing trade efficiency or establishing financial sovereignty, while also considering the potential conflicts arising from Bitcoin's decentralized nature that challenge Chinese economic strategies. Through strategic foresight, this section contemplates how Bitcoin might fit into a China-centric world order, evaluating both its opportunities and challenges. This perspective helps readers understand Bitcoin's possible future in a world where China's policies and economic goals continue to shape global dynamics, offering insights into potential alignments and oppositions with China's technological and economic initiatives. In conclusion, Would Mao Hold Bitcoin? By Roger Huang offers valuable insights for a diverse readership, from tech enthusiasts and financial strategists to policymakers and global economists. The book effectively bridges historical narratives with contemporary technological discourse, making it an intriguing read for those interested in understanding the complex intersections between technology, economy, and national policy. Readers involved in technology, finance, or international relations will find Huang's analysis on China's techno-nationalism, regulatory challenges, and cultural perspectives particularly illuminating. The book benefits one's understanding of the international financial system by providing a comprehensive view of China's role in shaping the future of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. It prompts readers to consider the broader implications of decentralized technologies in geopolitical climates dominated by state control and economic strategy. By exploring China's past and its current trajectory with Bitcoin, the book enriches understanding of how global powers might navigate the integration of disruptive technologies, offering strategic foresight that is valuable for making informed decisions in today's interconnected world. If you would like to support Roger Huang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.